Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Metro Research. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. First of all, can you please tell us how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
I don't have any through kindergarten. I have one child in fourth grade and one child in fifth grade.
Okay, thank you. And just two kids, so right?
Yes, two.
And which one of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? One of the district public school in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, or homeschool?
The Boston public school, number one.
Okay, thank you. And
public.
What is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
35 years old.
Thank you. And how do you describe your gender?
Female.
And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
You could put Black, African-American.
Thank you. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade are your children in this current school year?
Fourth grade. I have one child in fourth grade and one child in fifth grade.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, okay. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your sixth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how will you grade your sixth grade child's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would give them a D.
D. And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you rate Boston Public Schools, A, B, C, D, or F?
I'm going to give him another D for that. D.
Okay. And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools, A, B, C, D, or F?
I'll give her a C.
And as you may know, the Boston Public School System say it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, just somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Not too well.
And as you may know, the Boston Public School System say that they're partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat, not so well, or not at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I've asked for different services and social worker. I never heard back from her. So I would say not at all. Because every time you ask for help, they don't help you.
And if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up to your top two. I have parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, politicians, or the local community?
The teachers. That's the only people they're protecting. They don't protect the children.
And you mentioned you had a child in sixth grade. For these next sections, we're going to
have specifically... fourth and fifth grade.
Yes, sixth grade. Yeah, for this section, we're to ask specifically about your sixth grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your sixth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat not so engaged, or not at all?
Very engaged.
And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your sixth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat not so engaged, or not at all?
Not too engaged.
Not to engage. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The first one, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
And the last three, the communication I receive from the Boston public school system are easy to understand. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Someone agree, because you don't know what's going on in the school unless they send a pack home. You have no clue.
Correct. And the last two, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
No problem. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system. Would you say you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, the Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And now we're almost done. Yeah, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now, and thank you so much for your help. How concerned are you about your sixth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat not too concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned. That's the biggest concern.
And how concerned are you about your sixth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very, somewhat not too concerned, or not at all?
I'm somewhat concerned because of the physical assault. Yes, I'm concerned.
And about how many days has your sixth grade child been absent from school so far this school year? 0, 1, to 4, 5, to 8, or 9, or more?
I want to say two times due to lack of transportation and having to walk over an hour, 33 minutes.
Okay, and I know you just tell me the response, but I have to read everything verbatim. Can you please tell me what are the reasons your sixth grade child has been absent from school so far this year? I have family obligation, yes or no?
No.
Safety concerns?
Yes.
Other illness?
No.
Doesn't want to go to school?
No.
Mental health?
Yes.
And COVID?
Do they have COVID this year? No.
No, okay. Thank you. And the last few questions. I'm sorry, give me 1 second.
Yes.
Does your sixth grade child school offer fresh food prepared on site at school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
Not this year, no. I haven't received anything. Last year, yes.
Okay. And as you may know, DPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your sixth grade child school? Classrooms, outdoor space, air quality, safety, or overall cleanliness?
I want to say like all of them, honestly, because if you got a 38 out of 100,
okay.
It's a lot of problems going on.
You noted safety as an area that needs to be improved at your sixth grade child school. What do you mean by that?
My daughter was assaulted by a boy with a chair, and then they tried to hide it. I had to take my daughter to the hospital. I got the doctor confirmed that object hit my daughter's leg. She had a big knot, and then they wanted her to walk to school because the bus didn't show up the next day.
Okay.
And I said, no, we won't walk to school after you let my daughter be assaulted by this kid. And he bullied her the whole year to the point where my daughter's emotionally well-being was deteriorating, and I was going to pull her out of that school.
Okay, just let me...
She's autistic.
Just let me document your answer, please. Give me 1 second. And now, does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP, yes or no?
Yes.
And does your sixth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
Yes.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
Just English.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have some college. Oh, you could say high school. You could just
Thank you. Oh, no, some college is it's fine. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. Is below $25,000, between $25,000 to less than $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, or $100,000 to less than $150,000, or more?
Less than $25,000.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
You too. No problem. You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye. You as well.
Bye-bye. Thank you.